went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, wishing everybody out there a continued Happy New Year. This is the year of 2020, which is the year of visual clarity. We hope that people will get a little bit more clear on the things going on in their lives and start to see on the horizon the solutions to their issues, their problems in society and personal and all of those sorts of things. So we're happy for the year 2020. And every year we talk about different health topics. The purpose of the show is called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you, the listener, to when your health matters. And your health should matter all the time. And we want you to make your health your greatest priority, because without your health, heck, I used to say the phrase, if you don't have your health, you might as well be dead. And so that's a truism. And I just finished up with a patient who had lots of questions about their blood pressure and lots of questions about kidney health, and they were going into their medical doctor to get a physical exam, and he wanted to arm himself with the appropriate questions, and his doctor seems to get irritated with him now because he's becoming more educated. But we all need to appreciate that your health is your responsibility. It's not your doctor's responsibility. Your doctor works for you. If your doctor isn't doing the job necessary to help you maintain your health, I suggest you fire your doctor and go get somebody who will work in your best interest, not necessarily the interests of the medical group or the pharmaceutical industry. So we need to take back control of our health. We've started a new year, and we want you to take back control of your health. And the way that we do that is we get an education, we get an understanding. And my job is to educate you on how to take back control of your health and to become the driver of the bus that is your health, and let your doctor be one of the passengers that you may consult with while you're driving. Maybe they're in charge of the GPS system. Maybe they want to read the map. Maybe they're in charge of the radio. I really don't care, but you need to be in the driver's seat and you need to be the one directing where things are going. And to do that, you need an education. So we're here each week to share information that I feel is going to help you understand health topics and gain control of your health. If you ever have questions, we will ask you to get a hold of us. The easiest way to do that would be to walk into my office. My office is located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to call me, you can call me on my cell phone, which is this little handy contraption that I have in my hand right now. The phone number for my direct line, not the office line, but my direct line, is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Why would I give you my phone number? Because if you have a question, I would like to answer it for you. I'm familiar with a young lady who's in studio with me right now who's having difficulty getting a hold of her medical records because nobody seems to answer the phone. That's got to be fun. So we want you to be able to have direct contact with me, which is why I give you my phone number. If you don't want to talk on the phone, maybe because you're just shy in general and you're used to texting, please don't text my phone because my phone doesn't receive texts. But if you want to do the texting thing, you can text me at my email, which is docrick, D-O-C-R-I-C-K, at spineboy.com, docrick at spineboy.com. Like I said, you can call me at 845-561-2225, or you can stop into the office at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that being in Pooler, Georgia. However you get a hold of me, I want to answer your questions. And again, this show is called When Your Health Matters, and today we have back with us a special guest who's in studio. He's the man in charge of a wonderful company that's going to change the way that we deal with toxic wastes and garbages within the world and helps to improve how the world functions as far as carbon emissions, et cetera. His name is Marshall Mermel. He's actually somebody that works with our normal co-host, Mark Sabin. And he's actually, would you describe yourself as Mark's boss? I mean, is that your official relationship or you guys are in a co-
We're partners.
Partners, yeah. So it's like this is Mark Sabin's partner, Marshall Mermel, and we're blessed to have him in studio with us. So we want to say welcome, Marshall, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thanks, Doc Rick. Happy New Year and a happy new decade. This month, we're talking about the water element. Now, according to Chinese medical theory, the kidneys are considered the most important organ in the body. Why not the heart?
Well, the kidneys are a filter that help maintain all the electrolytes and minerals within the system. The heart, believe it or not, is simply a pump that helps circulate the blood so that the kidneys can do their job. And so we want to make sure that your kidneys are functioning efficiently because, again, they regulate all your electrolytes and minerals. They help to, with the help of your adrenal system, help to maintain blood pressure. And those things affect the heart. But realistically, the heart itself is just a glorified pump that's designed to just continually pump blood around the system and receive blood from the system. And so, that's why kidneys are most important.
So then, Doc, what is the relationship between the kidneys and blood pressure?
The kidneys, with the help of the adrenal glands, as I just stated, regulate the sodium and potassium balance, which helps to maintain proper blood pressures. The kidneys itself do the filtering, and the adrenal glands regulate the hormones that control blood pressure.
So in Chinese medicine, there's a concept called qi or ki or vital energy. How do the kidneys support the vital energy?
Well, as you just alluded to, qi actually means energy, and vital qi is the energy that you were born with and is stored within the kidneys. So maintaining the health and integrity of your kidneys is important for the overall energy and longevity of the person. The more you abuse your system, the more energy, vital qi, you're going to lose, and then that dictates how fast one ages and continues to get old.
So how can our listeners nurture their vital qi?
Ideally, that would be through drinking more water and maintaining a high level of kidney function and balance. Then this will help to maintain the vital qi, and we certainly want to avoid wasting any of the vital qi that we have so that, you know, we don't know. It's interesting. There was a famous ball player who played for the Yankees by the name of Mickey Mantle. And Mickey Mantle was quoted as saying later on in his life, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself, because he was under the understanding that the men in his family didn't live very long. So he played hard and he partied hard and he, you know, abused himself, but he was blessed with living longer than he had anticipated. And he developed the understanding that if I knew I was going to live this long, then I should have taken better care of myself. And one of the things that I do is I plan for living longer than the average human being thinks is possible. I plan for that. And that means that you have to put your time in and do your due diligence to take care of yourself and support your vital chi, and don't do anything that's going to waste it or abuse it.
So I imagine, Doc, our listeners are probably thinking to themselves, well, if you're going to plan for the long term, which is great, what sorts of activities have the effect of weakening our vital energy?
Well, poor water intake, and the number one problem that we have in our country is that people are walking around and they're functionally dehydrated, meaning that they're functioning, but they're dehydrated. They need more water. And the interesting thing is your body is 70% water, but your brain is 80% water. So if you don't consume enough water on a regular basis, what part of your body do you think is going to get sacrificed first? Well, that would be your brain. Well, if your brain controls everything, and your brain is being compromised because it doesn't get enough water, then the rest of your body is also going to have issues. And so poor water intake is probably the most common thing, which is why they give you fluids when you're admitted to a hospital. That's the first thing they do, is they want to get your fluid level up. Indiscriminate sex or releasing of the fluids associated with reproduction. Poor metabolic processing can create kidney stress and perhaps even kidney stones if not properly maintained. And so things that help to maintain normal kidney function will decrease the likelihood of you depleting your vital chi, and so that's why the kidneys are the most important organ in the body, and we want to maintain the integrity of them to the best of our ability.
Well, Doc, a little side note. Before I met you, I had kidney stones, and then when I met you, I haven't had kidney stones since, and that's over 30 years ago, or more, less actually, about 20 years ago. And when I had the kidney stones, the doctor told me, oh, you're going to have them every 5 years. But under your your help, with your help and influence, I haven't had a kidney stone since. Now, one of the things about kidneys is that there are two of them. Most of the organs in our bodies are single organs. Why do we have two?
Well, because the need for processing all the bodily fluids, you can survive off one kidney, and God gave us two for a reason, and we should protect their health and their function. I mean, we have two lungs, we have two kidneys. There are certain organs that are come in pairs. Why? Because the kidneys, the spleen, and the liver are internal filters. And then you have three external filters of your lungs, large intestine, and skin. And you want to maintain, it's important to maintain proper air filtration, which is why you have two lungs. Right. It's important to maintain proper fluid filtration, which is why you have two kidneys.
So how do the kidneys control the body's fluid levels?
Through the maintenance of electrolytes and as the blood is filtered through the kidneys themselves in an area known as the glomerulus, the concentration gradient of the electrolytes associated with the adrenals allows for proper maintenance of the electrolytes and proper maintenance of blood pressure. There's a hormone called aldosterone, which is secreted by the adrenal glands, that helps you conserve sodium and conserve water at the same time. So when you're under stress, you hold on to more sodium, which pulls more blood or more water with it, which increases blood pressure when you're under stress. Uh-huh. When the stressful situation has passed, okay, then you get a thing called aldosterone escape, which causes you to lose the excess sodium and increase your potassium absorption, which helps to bring things back into balance. The challenge that we have in our society is that people never actually get any release from their stress, so they're constantly under stress. So we get adrenal depletion, we get sodium-potassium imbalances, American Medical Association and the American Heart Association says that you need to reduce the salt intake that you have. It's not so much about reducing salt. It's about making sure that you have enough potassium. Mm-hmm. And that's why you always see me carrying one of these, which is a banana, right, because those are high in potassium. And that helps to offset, You know, you need to have lots of sodium in your system in order for your body to be able to respond to stress. And since we live in a very high-stress society, always trying to keep up with the Joneses, you want to make sure that you're maintaining your sodium and potassium levels appropriately.
Well, I'm certainly an adherent of carrying the banana with me. I follow that rule that you've given us. What are some of the signs that your kidneys are not functioning at their best?
Well, you may get low back pain, pain in the area where your kidneys are located, which is at the back where the bottom parts of your ribs end. And then the most obvious sign would be your urine being too dark. Your urine should be clear if you're drinking enough water. If your urine becomes yellow or even starts to have tinges of brown in it, you're typically not drinking enough water, and that would let you know that your kidneys are probably working too hard and creating negative outcomes as a result of that.
Well, you did mention back pain. Can pain in the low back, hips, and tops of the shoulders indicate a kidney imbalance?
It can, and it does indicate that the kidneys need to be assessed, and that is something that we do on every visit and, with all of our practice members. But a lot of practitioners may not do that due to the failing to understand the referral pattern of the kidneys.
Well, you mentioned that drinking water is important, but why is drinking enough water during the winter months particularly important? I've heard you mention that.
Yeah, well, because the body burns more water during the winter months in an effort to maintain appropriate body temperature for the person. And so when you go outside and it's cold out, what do you notice when you breathe out?
Moisture content.
Yeah, moisture content. So every time you breathe out, you're losing that much water every time you breathe out. Now, in the summertime, you don't see that, so you don't necessarily appreciate it as much. But when it's hot, people tend to drink water. But when it's cold, water is just as important because it's about maintaining balance and maintaining body temperature and those sorts of things.
Well, so how much water do we need to drink?
Well, this is something that people always question, but when they start doing it, they just end up feeling better. So the correct amount of water is 1 quart of water for every 50 pounds that you weigh every day. So they talk about drinking 8 8-ounce glasses. That's good for somebody that weighs 100 pounds. Now, most adults weigh more than 100 pounds in this country, okay?
Yes.
There are a lot of adults that weigh more than 200 pounds in this country. And so if you weigh 200 pounds, you need a gallon of water every day.
Right.
And the nice thing about it is if you start getting the requisite amount of water that your body requires, your metabolism will speed up and you will start to lose weight doing nothing other than drinking water. So it's interesting when I have my heavier patients, because they don't necessarily have to be obese, they're just big and heavy. Mm-hmm. When I get them to drink the right amount of water, they become leaner.
Wow.
And they didn't necessarily increase their exercise or anything like that. They're just there's a process in the body that turns food into energy, and it's called the Krebs cycle. And the Krebs cycle's rate limiting step happens to be water. So if you don't get enough water in the system, your Krebs cycle is going to slow down, means your metabolism is going to slow down, and you're not going to process food efficiently. So the thing that helps your body do that most efficiently is drinking enough water.
So drinking enough water can definitely improve your health. What happens when you're out of balance with the water element?
Well, when you're out of balance with the water element, you could have any of the issues that we've touched on. Dark urine, low back pain, pain in the hips or upper back, shoulder areas. You could have, I don't know, if the kidneys aren't working right, you can create bladder stress because the counterbalance to the kidneys is the bladder. The kidneys also are one of the systems that helps to back up the adrenals, which is a backup to the heart. So people who don't get enough water in their system, they could develop heart irregularities and arrhythmias simply because the kidneys aren't processing water the way that they should because there's not a lot of water there. You're going to create stress. Also, if you're not getting enough water, you're going to create stress on your large intestine, which is the primary place where the body maintains all the things that come in to help nourish the body.
I see. So, well, isn't kidney energy also said to be responsible for healthy teeth, bones, and bone marrow?
It is, and this is an indicator if you have bad teeth, weak bones, or poor blood production and are anemic. These are indications that you want to also bring in the function in assessing the kidneys to see how they're working.
So function of the kidneys is really critical. So when you have a kidney imbalance, Does it force your heart to work at a higher speed? And are you putting yourself at increased risk of getting, let's say, something like a stroke?
This certainly could be an effect of too much kidney stress, and that's why it's important to maintain the integrity of your kidneys, and that's why we're doing this show completely on blood pressure with kidneys.
Well, water is the predominant element in your body. What's the percentage?
Well, we said that before, that the body is 70% water, while the brain, as I mentioned earlier, is 80%. And therefore, if the water levels are too low, the first place that you're going to expect problems to develop would be the brain. And since the brain controls everything in the body, then problems in the body will follow.
I see. In the course of a day, you lose a lot of this water. Obviously, some through urine, but you need to stay hydrated. So how much water does a person need to stay hydrated? You mentioned by weight. Just want to reiterate that.
Yeah. Again, that depends on a person's metabolism, your weight, and your activity levels. And suffice to say, one quart of water for every 50 pounds a person weighs. And if you're going to add in exercise and activities, you want to add another quart for every 30 minutes of aerobic activity, and another quart if you're doing 60 minutes of anaerobic activity, like lifting weights or, playing basketball or playing tennis or something like that. You want to add more water for an hour of that kind of activity versus if you're going to go walking or running or jogging or elliptical or cycling or something like that, then you want to add more water because you're blowing through more water when you're working out aerobically as opposed to anaerobically. So, Marshall, I appreciate the questions. At this particular juncture, I think it's time for us to take a commercial break. So I'm going to ask the listeners to listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to Spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Hun Toon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Hun Toon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Hun Toon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hun Toon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that would, short of walking into the office, you could certainly do that, and I would welcome the opportunity to meet you face-to-face. But if you wanted to call me, you could call me directly at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. That is my cell phone. I will be the one answering that phone, so don't be surprised if I answer the phone and you say, "Is this Dr. Rick?" I'm going to say, "Yes, it is." Please don't be surprised by that because you are calling my phone directly. If you don't want to call the phone, please don't text that phone because it does not receive texts. But if you want to do the texting kind of thing, do it via email. My email address is docrick.com. at spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And either way that you get a hold of me, coming in to see me face-to-face, calling me on the phone, or sending me an email, I'm happy to answer your questions. That's actually my purpose and my passion. Purpose of being a human being is to help other human beings. So my job is to try to help you with the health concerns that you have and hopefully make sure that you don't have any health concerns. This show is called When Your Health Matters, and it should always matter. And we want to make sure that you have the understandings that you need so that your health can always be at its highest level possible and always your number one priority. So today, Marshall and I have been talking about blood pressure and kidney health. And I'm sure, Marshall, that you have plenty of questions related to blood pressure and kidney health.
Yeah, Doc. So we've been talking about the connection between water and kidneys and also blood pressure. What is blood pressure?
It's the measurement of the pressure within the vascular system as measured using a blood pressure cuff with a stethoscope. And what you're actually doing is by listening with a stethoscope, and you close the openings of the blood vessels so that the blood can't pass through it. And as you start to release the pressure and as it opens up sufficiently enough to let blood go through, that gives you the first reading or the higher number or the systolic reading of the blood pressure. And then as you continue to release the air and the blood ends up flowing fully, when you stop being able to hear the heartbeat in the stethoscope, then that's your diastolic pressure, and that's when the heart is relaxed and filling. And so those two numbers themselves is what makes up blood pressure.
Well, what should a person's normal blood pressure be?
Normal. That's interesting. That actually depends upon the individual. Now, most doctors will say if you get a blood pressure of 120 over 80, and this may or may not be normal for all individuals. So each person needs to be assessed. They need to be assessed completely, meaning they need to be assessed in three positions. You take their blood pressure seated, then you have them stand up immediately while the blood pressure cuff is still on, take it in a second position when they're standing, and then have them lay down so that we can take their blood pressure in a third position. And you say, well, why would we need to take a blood pressure in three positions? Because you want to assess. Blood pressure is a measurement. It's a tool that helps you understand how the body responds to stress. So if you subject the body to the stress of gravity, going from seated to standing, your blood pressure should go up. And lots of people, specifically elderly people, a lot of times when they get up too fast, they get lightheaded.
Yeah.
And we've all had that experience at least once in our lives. And when that happens, it like takes a couple of seconds for your body to recover and for the lights to go on, so to speak, and then you're ready to move forward. Well, what happened was you got up too fast, your system didn't respond to that stress of gravity very well, and you dumped your blood pressure. So the blood didn't get to your head the way that it's supposed to, which is why you get a little woozy and lightheaded. So when that's happening, that tells us that your adrenal system is not responding sufficiently to the change in position. So when you go from seated to standing, your blood pressure should rise anywhere from 8 to 12 points. And when you go from standing to laying down, it should go back down anywhere from 8 to 12 points. If your blood pressure goes in the opposite direction, from seated to standing, it goes down. That's called Ragland's sign, which indicates that you have adrenal insufficiency. And these are one of the tools that you can use to assess the function of what's going on within a person, not necessarily looking for blatant signs and symptoms.
I see. So we see the connection between that and the adrenals. What do the kidneys have to do with blood pressure?
Everything. As the electrolytes associated, the sodium and the potassium are processed by the kidneys with the help of the adrenal glands and that hormone I mentioned earlier called aldosterone.
Wow. So I think you've talked about several measurements and several terms. What are the two measurements for your blood pressure?
Well, again, the upper number is the systolic, and that's when the heart is pumping, and that's the maximum contraction or the highest pressure that your heart and cardiovascular system will be under. And then the diastolic is when the heart is relaxed and is filling, and that results in a lower pressure number. And so you want to know what it's when your body's maximally contracted and when your body's relaxed and filling. And you want to have a ratio between those two numbers so that you can assess, you know, how much stress is the cardiovascular system under. You know, the doctors which I mentioned just a minute ago, is, you know, they look for blood pressure to be 120 over 80.
Right.
And that's a good blood pressure number because the pulse pressure, the difference between the systolic and the diastolic, the upper number minus the lower number, is at 40. You want to keep your pulse pressure, the difference between those two numbers, between 30 and 50. And when those numbers start to get too wide, it puts a lot of stress on the heart and the cardiovascular system itself between every beat because there's too much ground to cover to maintain the pressure. And so when the upper number is greater than 140 and the lower number is less than 90, okay, that pulse pressure is too wide, meaning the heart is working really, really hard. Now, if your diastolic or the lower number gets above 90, that's in this country, the doctors become concerned about that, and they're going to want to put you on blood pressure medication. What I find completely ironic is that if you live in Europe, they won't medicate that at all. They won't even consider it to be high.
Right. So the standards are different.
Standards are completely different. And if you look at the standards and appreciate that we as a nation, the United States, consumes greater than 92% of the world's medication, you got to get a sense of what's driving the machine is profit rather than what's in the best interest of people.
Right. Health comes first. So I think a lot of people in this conversation that we're having would be interested to know, what is the blood made of?
Well, you got water, you got electrolytes, you got red blood cells, you got white blood cells, you got amino acids, you got free fatty acids, you got glucose, you got platelets. I mean, there's a lot of things to go into the blood. Your body's trying to get rid of garbage. Your body's trying to carry around nutrition. And so depending upon where you are in the blood itself, if you're in the arteries, then you're actually bringing fuel to the tissues. If you're in the veins, then you're bringing waste products for the body to excrete, and those are in the veins themselves.
So kind of like a cleanliness system. Is blood pressure the same at different altitudes, speaking of blood pressure?
No, it's not. It's interesting because I used to scuba dive a lot, and I used to mountain climb a lot, and depending upon where you are, you know, your body will ultimately compensate, but if you know, we live here at sea level, okay?
Right.
And when I was training to climb Aconcagua down in Argentina and going to be climbing above 22,000 feet of elevation, I needed to go find places to train. And so I flew out to Colorado and climbed as many of their 14,000-foot mountains as I could. Why? Because I wanted to condition my body to be there and be able to tolerate it. And, you know, I took some food supplements to help maintain the oxygen integrity of my heart and my cardiovascular system. And interestingly enough is the guy that I went with always makes fun of the fact that I take supplements. But when we were there, he got several headaches related to altitude sickness, and I didn't have any problems at all.
Wow. Amazing. Supplements are amazing. When your blood pressure changes, like you're talking about going up these elevations, does that change how hard your heart has to work?
Absolutely, and there are other factors to consider in terms of what the kidneys are doing as far as processing that blood and maintaining the electrolytes, how the adrenals are pulled in and their hormone levels. And since most people in our country, because of the poor quality food we have, they're hormonally challenged, okay, then we get things like adrenal depletion and we get kidney weaknesses. And, you know, the statistics say that as high as 60% of Americans are going to experience some form of chronic kidney disease over the course of their lifetime, and that's just ludicrous.
Wow.
But that happens to be because we don't necessarily support people to be healthy. We want to treat disease because that's where the big money is made in terms of ordering tests, et cetera.
Right. So you talked about mountain climbing. So when someone is scuba diving, and I know you've scuba dived, affect their blood pressure?
Yeah, and it's the person's blood pressure could be elevated while they're scuba diving simply because you got the pressure of the water on the system, which puts more pressure on the body itself. And if the person is not relaxed, you know, I find that when I go scuba diving that I can just basically float in the water and lightly kick my legs in order to push me around and go see all the wonderful things. And if you've never scuba dived before as a listener, I can tell you that there are significantly much brighter, more vibrant colors below the surface of the ocean than anything you've ever seen above the surface of the ocean. And it's just fascinating to me that you know, fish have to be able to see color, I would imagine, just because what would be the point of having all those vibrant colors and knowing where to hide and how to blend in with things? When I was down in Australia, we went scuba diving down there, and we got to see a thing called a pygmy seahorse, and it basically blended in with the red coral. And if you didn't know where to look, and it's interesting because I know for a fact that I took a picture of a pygmy seahorse within the red coral, and I go back and I look at the, every time my wife wants to talk to me about my trip to Australia, I will look at that picture for 20 minutes and I can't find where the pygmy seahorse is because it just blended in that well.
Wow.
But the vibrant colors below the surface of the ocean are just absolutely breathtaking to see.
Interesting, red colors, just like blood.
Right.
So is the pumping of the blood done only by the heart, or do the vessels themselves expand and contract to help the blood flow?
Well, the vessels assist in the process of pumping the blood, and the valve system within the veins prevent backflow, and the muscles and the arteries help to propel the blood forward with each contraction of the heart itself. And so the whole cardiovascular system is set up to make sure that things are pumped efficiently.
So what's the role of one's body's vascular system, like the veins and the arteries, with regard to blood pressure?
Well, they help to maintain the pressure within the system themselves, and if they respond to the levels of electrolytes within the system as controlled by the adrenal glands, then everything should be fine. But we know about hardening of the arteries, and that's because they're responding. They're laying down more calcium within the middle layer of the artery in an effort to withstand the stress. So we always want to try to take the stress out of the system so that you're not abusing things as much as possible. And the body is always reacting to stress by laying down more tissues or more reserves in an area that is higher stress than others. So like the aorta that comes out of your heart goes up for a short distance before it turns around and heads down towards your feet. So when blood leaves the heart and goes through that big turn, there's a lot of stress and a lot of pressure that goes along with that. So sometimes people can rupture that if they don't have good vascular integrity over the course of their lifetime. They may get a desiccated aorta or something along those lines. And this has to do with weakening for the simple fact that, you know, you got a major turn going on there. So we need a little bit of flexibility, but we don't need so much lack of flexibility by laying down cholesterol and plaquing and all the things that go into the cardiovascular disease that goes on.
Well, since your heart has to get blood to go everywhere in your body, as you just described, how does blood pressure affect how hard the heart works?
Well, the higher the pressure, the more stress on the heart itself, and the lower the pressure, the less stress on the heart, unless the blood volume is too low. Then the heart would have to work harder in an effort to make up for the low blood volume. And so we need to have proper blood volume, and we need to just maintain a balance within that. Everything within the body is about balance, and blood pressure is a result of what's going on stress-wise within the body and the cardiovascular system.
Well, we talked about Chinese medicine and the way they delineate things. Shouldn't blood pressure be in the fire element like the heart is?
To the untrained person, yes, that could make sense, but blood pressure is controlled ultimately by the kidneys, which is the water element. Now, the adrenals, which helps to regulate the electrolytes, that is a fire element gland. But ultimately, the chief, the CEO of that corporation happens to be the kidneys, and, you know, the adrenals is the one doing the major work, but the kidneys is the overseer of it. So we talk about blood pressure during the water element because that's when you're maintaining the fluid levels within the body, and the water element is about fluid levels.
Well, you say the kidneys are the CEO, so how do they figure into this equation?
The kidneys are responsible for all the bodily fluids, and the blood is the major bodily fluid, so hence the kidneys regulate this. And as I said, I believe I said during the introduction, your kidneys is your most important organ, and maintaining the integrity of those kidneys becomes vital if you want a person to be healthy. When a person develops kidney disease, they're not going to be here that long.
Wow.
So Marshall, I truly appreciate all the questions. I think it's time for us to take another commercial break. So I'm going to ask you, the listener, to stay tuned to this next commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to get more into blood pressure and the effects of those blood pressures and why high blood pressure is such a big problem for us in this country. But listen to this commercial, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Dr. Richard Huntoon, your host for When Your Health Matters. If you have health concerns and would like to help them in a natural, non-drug way, I personally invite you to come to a free healthcare class held at my office every Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. For a complete list of topics, go to spineboy.com or call 845-561-BACK or 561-2225 to get information on your next free class, When Your Health Matters.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, please stop into the office. But if you don't want to come into the office, before you talk to me, call my cell phone. My cell phone directly is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please do not text that phone, as it does not receive texts, and you'll never get a response, and then you'll think I'm ignoring you. No, call me, and I will be happy to talk to you. But if you do want to do the texting thing, I would ask you to not text me. I would ask you to email me, and you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And however you get a hold of me, it would be my pleasure to answer your questions regarding your health. Health is our most important asset. Kidneys is your most important organ, and today we're talking about kidney health and we're talking about blood pressure, and I'm sure Marshall has more questions for me.
Right, Doc. So why is high blood pressure dangerous?
Well, if you have too much pressure in the system, you could blow a vessel or you could blow a pipe, so to speak, specifically a vital artery, and then you could bleed to death internally. You could blow a blood vessel in your brain. That wouldn't be cool. But any kind of leakage within the system itself, any kind of internal bleeding is not good for the longevity of the organism. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen.
That's right. Well, we kind of touched upon this in the previous segment, but there were recent changes in what is considered high blood pressure. Why is that?
Truthfully, Marshall, we're talking about money. The pharmaceutical companies and their political shareholders wanting more money and having everyone on their medications without addressing the true cause of why high blood pressure occurs. And again, it's more of that profits over people mentality.
Well, there are different types of high blood pressure. Are they the same or are there different types?
They are definitely different types for different reasons, and one of them is a thing called white coat syndrome, and the reason for why that happens is if a person has, they get this response when they go into their doctor's office, and being in the presence of their doctor, who typically wears a white coat, causes the person's blood pressure to go up due to psychological stress associated with possibly getting bad news from their healthcare practitioner. And so the healthcare industry recognizes that, and they'll be like, okay, well, we took your blood pressure. Why don't you just hang out here for a little bit and we'll take your blood pressure again and we'll see what a more accurate reading is. Or sometimes people take their blood pressure at home and, you know, my blood pressure is typically 120 over 85. And then when I come into the office here, it seems to be, 140 over 90. And why is that? Well, it has to do with the stress of potentially getting bad news.
Well, the more common problem we hear about is high blood pressure. What causes high blood pressure to occur? Is it too much salt in the system?
Salt is not the problem, and most think it's due to poorly understood normal physiological processes that the body is set up to regulate. Salt increases water retention, which initially would increase fluid retention, and that itself would drive blood pressure up for a little bit of time. But when the body has a compensation mechanism that lowers the blood pressure, this is known as a thing called aldosterone escape, after the stress has passed, this will cause the body to let go of the excess sodium, thus allowing the blood pressure to return to normal after the stress has passed. The challenge that we have in our society is people are under stress 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we never get that aldosterone escape. Why? Because we're always on high alert. We're always under stress. We always got deadlines. We always got finances to balance. We always got to figure out where our next dollar's coming from or how we're going to get through this crisis or this deadline or what have you. And at the end of the day, that's the reason why we have blood pressure issues in this country, because we don't get sufficient amounts of time off. We don't get sufficient enough times to eat. They close industry down for 3 or 4 hours in Europe so they can go eat. We have 30 minutes from the time you leave your desk to the time you need to be back at your desk. Well, where are you going to go get something decent within 30 minutes and get back to your desk in time? That's just not going to happen. So we've got some things in our society that we need to change, but why do we push people so hard? Profits. About creating, more millionaires and billionaires. Why? Because evidently having $1 million isn't enough, that you need to have more than $1 million. No, there's enough. We just don't believe there's enough.
Right. Well, you've talked about, you bring your banana with you, so do I now. There's a lot of talk about sodium, but it has to be balanced with potassium. How do these two chemicals work in combination?
Well, sodium carries things into the cell, and potassium carries things out. And if you have too many things going into the cell, the cellular pressure goes up. They talk about the salt content in everybody's food, okay? And they've reduced the salt content in just about everything. And it's not really about having too much sodium. It's about having not enough potassium, because those two have to work in conjunction with each other. Potassium carries things out of the cell and helps to relieve the pressure. But most people don't get enough potassium in their diet, so they're storing more in the cell than they are taking out of the cell.
Well, we talk about high blood pressure, so what are the consequences that might happen to a person with consistently high blood pressure?
Stroke probably being the most common. Kidney damage and heart damage over time, because the kidneys are what helps to regulate the bodily fluids. And so you can get kidney disease, you can get heart disease, or you can get a stroke because a blood vessel popped.
So what are some of the symptoms that a high blood pressure brings that people should be on the lookout for?
Well, realistically, high blood pressure is called the silent killer because it doesn't come with any overt symptoms, so you wouldn't necessarily know that you have high blood pressure. So it's important, if you do feel that your life is somewhat stressful, even though you're dealing with it and even though you think you're managing it, you should go get your blood pressure taken by a trained professional who's going to do it completely. Referring back to in our first segment when we talked about how to take blood pressure, you want to take it in three positions. You want to get the person relaxed, take it first while they're sitting, then have them stand up immediately while the blood pressure cuff is still on and take it while they're standing. See if the blood pressure went down or went up. It should go up. If it goes down, that means you have an issue. And then have the person immediately lay down after the second reading and take it again. And a lot of times with people who get up too quickly, they get lightheaded because their blood pressure dumps. And that's a slow response and indicates that the person typically has adrenal weakness and they need to support their adrenal glands to maintain the proper hormone integrity to hold on to enough sodium to allow the body to respond appropriately. Blood pressure should increase when you stand up and it should decrease when you lay down. And if it doesn't do that, then we know that you have adrenal stress.
What about low blood pressure?
Well, it's interesting that low pressure is not something that anybody really talks about, but this can be a problem for anyone if it gets too low, because then you're not getting blood circulating the way that it's supposed to be circulated, and you could get lightheaded and passed out as a result of that. It's kind of similar when you go from seated to standing. When you're under too much stress, your blood pressure dumps. And it may not dump to being too low, but if it is too low, that's another indication that you're not going to have enough blood in your head.
Well, the problem of low blood pressure can be, well, how quickly does it drop?
Well, that's up to the person, but if it does drop quickly, the person will typically pass out, and that's not, you know, if you're collecting berries on the plains of the Kalahari and you move some bushes aside and there's a lion staring you in the face and you get up quickly and try to run away from that lion, but your blood pressure dumps and then you got no blood in your head and you pass out, then you became a meal for a lion. That's not very good pro survival. And bringing that into our current society, if you're sitting at the bus stop waiting for the bus to take you to work and you get excited and you know the bus is always crowded, so you want to be the first in line to get on the bus so that you get a seat and you don't have to stand the whole time. You get up too quickly, you pass out, fall into the road, and then the bus runs you over. That's not good for survival either.
Well, there are a lot of medications being prescribed for high blood pressure. We talked about the profit motive. Can a lot of these problems be addressed by simply proper hydration?
Possibly, and each person needs to have a functional evaluation to determine where their high blood pressure is coming from. And most medical professionals do not do a proper evaluation. They just do a quick opportunity to prescribe the medication because it's easy to do and it doesn't require a lot of interaction. They just write a script. And at the end of the day, we need to stop over-prescribing and we need to actually help the person understand why they have what they have, not necessarily just simply what they have.
Well, do you believe that the medical profession truly understands hypertension?
My experience has shown me that the answer is no, they do not. They know how to find it, but they don't know how to properly address it. They know how to, quote, treat it with medication. I mean, how many people are taking blood pressure medications that are listening to my voice right now? I think the number of hands that would go up would be countless. So we want to make sure that we're not over-medicating and we're addressing the real problem.
Well, prescribing these medications brings with them a lot of issues, I think. Some of them work to be so popular, but then, like any medication, they have side effects, don't they?
They do have side effects, and what a side effect is the body's way of telling you that what you're doing to treat it is not the right solution, because if it was the right solution, then everything would go back to balance.
Does suppressing symptoms make the problems worse or lead to other problems?
It always is going to lead to other problems because your failure to address the cause will always lead to side effects and bigger concerns over time.
Well, I've heard a lot of doctors say that you got to stay on your medication for the rest of your life.
And that's honestly up to the patient and their doctor, and the doctor really has no incentive to help you stop and come off of it simply because that would be cutting into their personal profit margin.
Well, how can heart disease remain so hidden?
It isn't hidden so much to say, Marshall. It's just poorly treated with nothing done to prevent it. So the money machine continues onward, and more and more people seem to have it.
What about mind-body activities such as meditation, yoga, or Tai Chi?
These are all great helpers, but they need to be done consistently. And Mark practices Tai Chi and teaches Tai Chi, and you know how well that's helped him over the years.
Well, there's also biofeedback and just plain exercise, isn't there?
Yes, there is, and each has their benefits. But again, everything needs to be consistent, and I don't know that people are going to go get biofeedback on a regular basis.
All right. Do other modalities of alternative care work as well, like acupuncture or herbal medicine?
Yes, if they're applied by a properly trained master who knows the relationships and knows how to address them and not just simply do cookie-cutter protocols and one-size-fits-all.
Right. And what about things like essential oils?
Those can always be of benefit, but again, you need to find somebody who understands the essential oils and understands how to apply them and understands how to adjust them or change them as the person's constitution changes, because essential oils are very powerful and a little bit can do a lot. And so if you don't know what you're doing, you can actually throw yourself into a crisis. And so it's important to always go to a trained professional who has a working functional knowledge of how this is going to affect each individual and not just somebody who practices cookie cutter mentality. So Marshall, I really appreciate all these questions. I'm getting a high sign from our wonderful producer, Jay Verzi, that we need to wrap this up. So I want to thank the listeners for tuning in. I'm going to ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. If you ever have any questions related to your blood pressure or your health, please give me a call. Otherwise, we'll look forward to speaking with you next week on When Your Health Matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill, you know how one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects. Oh, I'd heard that before. I've been rushing back to the doctor. He said, are you looking for more? On top of that, 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 I grabbed him by the stethoscope.